International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 7. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Acts 13:33-34. God has fully fulfilled this promise, in raising up Jesus, as it is also written, "You are my Son, this day have I begotten you. I will give you the holy things of David." Isaiah 55:3. I will make an eternal covenant with you, even the sure mercies shown to David. Literally, the Greek words rendered the holy things of David, the faithful things in Acts 13:34 are the holy things, Greek hosios, plural. The same word, hosios, is used for Holy One in the next verse, but in the singular. However, it is not the regular word for holy, which is hagios. Hosios is a Greek equivalent of the Hebrew word chesed, which is translated mercies in Isaiah 55:3, 2 Chronicles 6:42, and Psalm 89:1 in the King James Version. This Holy One is Christ, the Son of David, in whom God's mercies are centered and conveyed. Hence, the holy things of David, the faithful things, refers to the resurrected Christ. Today's reading. Paul's thought in Acts 13:33 and 34 is very deep. The resurrected Christ, who is God's firstborn Son brought forth through his second birth, his resurrection, is the holy things of David, the faithful things. In verse 34, the word faithful means trustworthy. The resurrected Christ is the holy and trustworthy things God gives to us. Here Paul indicated that the resurrected Christ is not only our Savior bringing us God's salvation, and he is not only the firstborn Son of God. This resurrected one is also the holy and faithful things as a gift given to us by God. What are these holy and trustworthy things? They are all the aspects of what Christ is. According to the New Testament, Christ is life, light, grace, righteousness, holiness, sanctification, and justification. He is also the bread of life and the living water. Furthermore, the holy and trustworthy things include all the aspects of Christ unveiled in 1 Corinthians: power, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, glory, the depths of God, the unique foundation of God's building, the Passover, the unleavened bread, the spiritual food, the spiritual drink, the spiritual rock, the head, the body, the first fruits, the second man, and the last Adam. We see many more aspects of Christ in the Gospel of John, such as the shepherd and the pasture. Oh, how much Christ is to us as the holy and trustworthy things. In the Old Testament, the holy things of David, the faithful things, are regarded as mercies. Isaiah 55:3 speaks of the sure mercies shown to David. 2 Chronicles 6:42 mentions the mercies of David thy servant, and Psalm 89:1 says, "I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever." Do you know what mercy is? Mercy implies both love and grace, but it reaches further than love. All the holy and faithful things are Christ himself as mercies to us. Life is a mercy, and light is also a mercy. Likewise, righteousness, holiness, justification, and sanctification are mercies. In John 10 we have the door, the pasture, and the shepherd, all of which are mercies. If you took the time to count them, you would have a long list of mercies. A husband's love for his wife and the wife's submission to her husband are Christ as mercies to us. If, in Christ, I love my wife, this surely is a mercy. My love for her is Christ himself as a mercy to me. In a similar way, if a sister, in Christ, submits to her husband, that also is a mercy. Her submission is Christ Himself as a mercy to her. I can testify that my speaking the Word of God year after year is certainly a mercy. What a mercy that I can speak the Word inexhaustibly. My speaking the Word is Christ as a mercy to me. This is not a matter of my ability or gift. It is altogether a matter of mercy. Not only is it a mercy for me to speak the Word of God, but even the dear Savior is my speaking. My speaking is Christ, and to me this speaking Christ is a mercy. This is the end of today's morning revival.